Stampsey and Andy, and joined by the member of Geelong, Christine Cousins MP. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And thank you for your time, because it has been a very busy day. You've actually had the Premier in town, so you've been playing tour guide and going around and giving organisations the opportunity to grow and, develop, and also find out what's in the future and in the pipeline for us. But it was a big week for you, because there, and I want to get this right and then I'll get you to explain it, there was a bill that passed, a legislation was passed in the upper house.
There we go.
We got there. Because now individuals have the opportunity to identify themselves on a birth certificate.
Yes.
So just take us through, firstly, why was this important to you to get this bill to pass?
So this was a really significant bill for a lot of people in our community. You know, I received a number of emails from people in the community who have, well, they mainly had children, or were transgender themselves. And one of the issues is, at the prior to the bill being passed, you could change your name on a birth certificate if you'd had the surgery and changed your gender. The issue for a lot of people was that the cost associated with that, the invasive surgery that was required. So there were barriers to a lot of people actually achieving that, which meant they would never be able to change their name on their birth certificate.
And also their, I guess, the powers that be are saying, well, you can only identify it if you have the certain body part.
That's right.
But that doesn't speak for who they are and who they believe they are.
Exactly.
With this bill now being passed, what does it mean for the trans community?
Oh, it's huge for them.
Yep.
Because it means that, well, number one, they don't have to even consider the surgery now to be able to have their name changed on their birth certificate or their gender identified on their birth certificate. You know, there's the cost factor's not there anymore.
Yeah.
But they also feel they've been listened to.
100%.
That, you know, they've raised these issues for many years, obviously. And as a government, we saw this as a really critical change that needed to happen in our community. So, you know, looking at the emails that were coming through to me, and as I mentioned to you earlier before we're on air, I was surprised that I didn't get a lot more opposition. You know, I did get some, and, you know, I have to say that it was quite disturbing, some of the I suppose, views that people have. That
you are allowed to have an opinion,
yes.
as long as that opinion is backed up by fact and not backed up by fear.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's about being respectful. And I respect the fact that people have different views to what I have, and they have a right to voice that view. But to say that transgender people are pedophiles and, you know, it just, it's really unfair. It's inappropriate. You know, they are... Well, the ones I met were beautiful human beings, some of them still young children whose parents were advocating on their behalf, saying, you know, this law has to change for the well-being of our children. Transgender people also emailed me saying this is, you know, something that they really want to see change. That, you know, I suppose the parents of younger children were making points around, you know, if their child was called out in school or at a medical centre, they weren't recognised for who they felt they were. They were recognised as a male or female, depending on what how they identified. And, you know, for a lot of those young people, the mental health issues that come with that are quite significant. So they saw this as, you know, a real privilege for them to actually achieve this, and that we've actually listened to the issues that they've raised.
And we were actually chatting off air about, it was one thing to voice those concerns in Parliament, but, and I saw it on your Facebook page, the footage of you reading out these letters, that it was their words, their emotions, and that had a real impact. And I think that's what got this off the ground too, because it's you doing what you have been employed to do, what you have been voted in to do, and that is to speak on behalf of your constituents.
Yeah, and that's right. And, you know, I read those emails, and obviously I was listed to speak on the bill, and I thought, you know, the most powerful message for me standing up in the Parliament is to read out those emails, and it was such a privilege to be able to do that on behalf of my constituents. You know, I just felt it was important for them to see that I was actually listening to what they were saying and that we are a progressive government. You know, we are a progressive government probably the most progressive in the country at this point in time. And we are listening to what people are saying. And, you know, as I said, I did get some emails in opposition, probably two from my electorate, and the remainder were from, you know, different groups out there across the country, not necessarily Victoria either. And for me, listening to my constituents, the people of Geelong, is where I focus my energies on. And, you know, all those emails coming to me. And that was only a small portion of emails. I didn't read them all.
I know in your
position. So I only get 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I know in your position you can't do it because you're a respectable member of Parliament, but I'd just be blocking those other people.
Yeah, delete, catch you later, bad control luck, don't need
delete.
That.
Yeah. So as we said...
No, I listen to everybody.
Yeah. Yes, that's why you're in government and Annie and I aren't. As we mentioned, new legislation has passed this week. It's passed through the upper house, which means we now have control over our own bodies and who we identify as. And at the end of the day, everybody just look after yourselves.
Yeah.
Exactly.
As simple as that.
Easy as that, Stampsy. Well put.
Yeah.
Christine Cousins, MP, we are thrilled that you could come in today.
Thank you.
Explain it. You were a part of this historic moment this week, and I know it has been a busy afternoon for you. So thanks so much for stopping by the departure lounge.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's been great.
Legend. Thanks.